This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On the op-ed pages of the New York Times today, we learned about Angelina Jolie's decision to have a double mastectomy. She didn't have breast cancer, she writes, but genetic tests showed she had about a 90% chance of developing it. The key, in her case, was finding a mutation in a gene known as BRCA1. Thing is, a single company owns a patent on that gene and on one called BRCA2. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith explains.
If you want to get tested for a mutation on your BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes, you have to turn to Myriad Genetics. That's the company that discovered the link between those mutations and an elevated risk of cancer. The price tag on that test? More than $4,000.
Because they have a monopoly on the genetic testing, they determine the cost of that test.
Sandra Park is an attorney at the ACLU. She argued before the Supreme Court last month that Myriad shouldn't be able to patent a gene. One of the main arguments against gene patents is that they hamper scientific progress, says bioethicist Art Kaplan with the NYU Medical Center.
The charge has been that patents reduce the willingness of researchers to explore in the same genetic area because they have to pay fees.
Myriad declined to comment, but biotech companies say they need the patents to help fund research. Myriad spent $500 million developing its BRCA tests. Those now account for the lion's share of its revenue, revenue that would be at risk if the Supreme Court rules against Myriad next month.
I have to tell you, it will be problematic for Myriad.
Les Funtleiter is a healthcare strategist for investment firm Polywog. He says most biotech companies don't rely on patenting a certain gene, and the Supreme Court decision is unlikely to have a huge impact on the industry.
I don't think that it's going to be a deal breaker for genetic analysis.
For now, though, Myriad is riding high. Thanks in part to Angelina Jolie's op-ed, shares rose 3% today. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.